episode 2577, Are Your Love Sharing Skills a Bit Rusty?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having an extraordinary and splendid day. It is Relationship Builders, and it is time for you to focus on your marriage. What do you want for your marriage? Not what do you want to get out of it, but what do you want for your marriage? Because, you know, if you're not looking for that, then you might be actually falling short. So the question today is, are your love sharing skills a bit rusty? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. This episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life can get in the way of love. When your schedule gets the best of you, it only leaves leftovers for others. Are your love sharing skills a bit rusty? You know, because most of us don't take the time to make sure we are giving our spouses what they need from us, nor do we ask them if we can do anything differently. We just keep going about our everyday. And then life gets in the way of love. You just keep going about your business as usual, not knowing how it's truly affecting your marriage. No one stops. Believe it or not, sometimes your love can get lost in your everyday responsibilities, activities, and commitments. I mean, seriously, have you ever thought about your responsibilities, or even the kids for that matter, can become your refuge? You just seek that out all the time instead of doing what your marriage needs work on. Some of what is attractive to us in regards to our personal fulfillment can get in the way of serving and loving our spouses. You can think of it as an escape to your own world, your own oasis, but the only one who benefits from that sort of refuge is you. Now, on the other hand, your spouse suffers, sometimes in silence. The marriage begins to unravel. Now, you don't have to be in that position if you don't want to. You don't have to keep spinning your wheels. You don't have to just, okay, I'm going to go and check off the boxes and come in and we're going to do the same old thing, same old day, every single day, just, you know, same song, different verse. However, you need to be very proactive when it comes to sharing your love. Love sharing. So how can you do that and build an incredible, strong marriage? Well, you got to tune up your love. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Tune up your love. And it's not so much because you don't know how to love or you forgot to love. It becomes just a secondary priority, which, you know, on any to-do list, it doesn't get done. You've probably been carrying those to-do lists, you know, like those 10, 12 items, like 2 decades ago, and they're still there and they keep going until something drastic happens that moves them up to the top of your list. Yeah, that's called real life. But if you continually live your life that way, what do you think is going to suffer in your everyday? Relationships, especially your marriage. If you desire, and it truly has to be a desire for a strong, intimate relationship, you're going to need to commit and be flexible throughout your relationship. It's not a one and done. You don't go to the altar and say, woohoo, we did it, I do, and everything's going to be hunky-dory after then. It's not. In fact, the majority of the challenges are going to come after you say, I do. And it's not because how long you've been married. It's because how life happens. So tune up your love. What does that look like? We're going to break it down to T-U-N-E. Probably some things you haven't really thought about, but I want you to start thinking about. So the number one T is think. Think before you act. Think before you speak. Think before anything. Most of what we do is react. But when you stop to think, it makes room for what? It gives space to a response instead of a reaction. A reaction, wow, you know, there's nothing to it. You just come back at it. Well, you know what? How do you think arguments start all the time? Well, somebody's jumping into the ring too early. Take a step back. Think. Think before you act. Definitely think before you speak. Maybe that will give you the opportunity to have a tender voice or a gentle voice, not one that says, well, you treat me like this all the time. You know what I'm talking about, right? And then everybody all of a sudden is on the defensive. That's not a great relationship. It's a relationship that needs help. So start with your tune-up by thinking. So think. Number two, you unhurried. I know this is one you probably would never put into an acronym, but unhurried. You've got to get out of the business of busy. Period. We're done. If we could all learn that, do you know how different our relationships would be, especially our marriage? But we are too high strung as a society. We're too high strung as a family unit. We are too high strung as a community. Sometimes we're even too high strung as a church or an NFL fan or fill in the blank for yourself. You've got to settle down and become unhurried. Get out of the business of busy. Your schedule does not have to be blocked out to where the time you get up to the time you go to bed, there is something every single second. You've got to allow time for your family, especially for your spouse. So slow down. You're in a new season. Start looking at things a little bit differently. How can you change your schedule? How can you open your schedule? How can you give up something in order to gain something? You see, a lot of us think of giving up something as a loss when actually it can be quite the opposite. If you think of it as, well, I'm going to give up something so I can gain something or someone else. Think unhurried. Number three, N, negotiate. When you negotiate, everybody wins. Compromise, not so much. Because everybody kind of feels like they lost something, right? Compromise is a great word. But I want you to think about negotiate. You might not get exactly what you want, but you are satisfied with the outcome when you negotiate. You're finding a way around or through an obstacle, together bringing about discussion. And that's ultimately what a marriage is about. You need to discuss things and figure out together how you're going to work around a situation or go through a situation. Sometimes in life, you got to go through things. You don't want to, but to get to the other side, you got to go through it. To get to where you want to go, sometimes you have to go up the mountain. Sometimes you have to go around the mountain. Sometimes you have to dig a hole and go under the mountain. Regardless of how you do it, negotiate. Don't look at it as, oh my gosh, well, I gave up this and well, he gets that. How unfair is that? You know what that's doing? It's adding to your bitterness account. Do you think that's building your love account? No. Do you think you're building up your love sharing skills? No, they're getting rustier and rustier and rustier. Think unhurried, negotiate, and number four, edify. This is where the building continues in your marriage. You get to build up your spouse. Now, edifying is also to instruct or improve morally or intellectually, if you look it up in the dictionary. But that comes from lifting up and encouraging one block at a time. What do you know I love to say? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Yes, edify your spouse one word at a time, one phrase at a time. Will lead you to miles of greatness in your marriage. But you've got to be willing to do the work. You've got to edify your spouse. If you're sitting home and you're going, gosh darn it, you know, he knows he does everything for us. And I tell him thank you all the time and all of this. Really? Tell me exactly the last time you said, what you do for me, honey, means the world. You give to not just me, but to our children. And you've provided this beautiful home. And more importantly, I have you on my side to do life with. And I just want you to know how grateful I am for you. When was the last time you told your spouse that? Okay, I can say for most of us, it's been way over a month or at least a month. Why? Because Christmas was just a month and a few days ago. So most of us, you know, show our endearness to our spouses at that time, right? It's a big celebration. But now what? You can't wait months upon months upon months to tell your spouse, you know what, babe? I love you. Okay, you're probably saying, but I do. I text him, I love you. Yeah, but do you really tell it? Does your tone of voice have this ring to it that draws him in? This tenderness of, wow, babe, I need you to lean in here. I just want to tell you this. I love you so much. But you and your hurriedness, right? The business of busy, and you're sitting there just tapping away on your little text machine, and you send it, and it's like, I love you. Okay, next, move on. Check mark. Did it. Done. I know, because I send my husband emojis all day long. But does that replace my voice? Does that replace my actions? Edify. We really have got to tune up our love. Because if not, guess what? Who we love is going to tune us out. And that's not a situation you want to be in. So if you can use these words to serve your spouse better, your love sharing skills will definitely increase. I promise you that. But you have to be intentional. Nothing happens by mistake. Nothing. So get involved in your marriage. Be on fire for who you love. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.